True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So the Dolphins Friday injury report is out, and I'm going to give it to you now. As part of our Miami football report brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools, technical colleges, MDCPS technical colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. Darren Waller's out, officially out. He's not going to be a game time decision. There's not going to be a hope of him playing. He is out. Ethan Bonner is out. And Jalen Wright is out. Questionable. Dee Eskridge, we know he's got a concussion. And James Daniel, who was just added. We know that that was an unlucky, unfortunate incident. Yeah. So he is officially questionable. And then on the injury report, but it looks like there's no problem. They'll be playing Devon Achane, Elijah Campbell, Ashton Davis, Storm Duck. My God. Julian Hill, Solana, that's your guy.
Let's go, baby.
Tyreek Hill, Austin Jackson, Dante Trader Jr., and Ifedatatu Melifonwu.
Iffy.
I like to pronounce his first full official name, Ifedatatu.
James Daniel, the only concern I have. Got to keep two on his feet.
Melifonwu, right? Melifonwu.
Iffy Melifonwu.
I'm going to get Savai Naya and Melifonwu.
Melifinebaum.
You'll hear him.
Melifonwu.
Melifonwu. Savai Naya.
Savai Naya. So you gotta have a little. You gotta have a little plug nose.
Savatinaya. Savatinaya. I am from France. So that's your official injury report. I'll remind you one more time that we have a chance for you to have Pro Bowl Miami football player Zach Sealer come visit an elementary school of your choice. It's QAM's MVP experience with Zach Sealer. He'll speak at a school. The way you enter a school is go to WQAM.com, enter the elementary school in the website contest there. It's got to be in Broward or Dade County. And then you have a chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer. He'll speak to the students, give them a day to remember, take some pictures and more. You can get the contest rules at WQAM.com. You can enter at WQAM.com. Let's get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
I'm dying to get Crowder's take on really the big storyline from yesterday's NFL season opener. It wasn't the lightning delay. It wasn't CeeDee Lamb dropping some very catchable passes. It wasn't A.J. Brown who showed up in a Rolls Royce, had zero targets in the first half, and has pretty much put my fantasy league in shambles. And it wasn't even Michael Jordan at the game and Jalen Hurts hitting the MJ shrug celebration. It was Jalen Carter suspended 6 seconds into the game before he even took a defensive snap, spitting on Dak Prescott.
Dak spit on him first.
Spit towards him first.
Yeah, so he went over. He spit right on Dak's chest. It is the most disrespectful thing you could do to a man. I would honestly, there's no lie, get slapped, get punched. I would.
You got either spit on, didn't you?
That's when I went crazy on LaRon McClain, and I called him all kind of names. I actually thought about, I was like, hey, pull the video up. Then I watched it on YouTube, and I was like, we can't play any of this because all I did was cuss the whole time. It's a very soft move to spit on somebody. Like, either grab me or leave me alone. Don't spit at me. That's just nasty.
Well, I thought it was clear-cut last night that Carter spat on him, and I thought it was an excellent ejection quickly. For me, there's no tolerance, even if it's the beginning of a season. From what I've seen this morning, I believe what happened was Dak, and Dak talked about it at the post-game press conference, and he's like, I feel bad for him or whatever, because Dak said, I spit a million times a game. What I believe happened was, and what Dak kind of explained was, Carter was kind of jawing at one of the rookies. I don't know who, one of the rookie running backs, I think. And Dak stepped in to kind of be like, hey, you know, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I think Dak intentionally spat near Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Carter was a little taken aback by that and tried to do the same thing. But I don't think he spits as much as Dak does during a game. Dak said he does it a million times a game.
No aim.
No aim. It's all repetition. Everything's repetition. So he got dinged. It's disgusting for sure. But I don't think it's as bad as I thought it was last night when I was watching the game.
I think Dak is savvy because the videos you see this morning, he spits and then he smiles at him and kind of winks because he knows what he just did.
He's baiting him.
He baited him up. And then Jalen Carter, who's already known to have anger management issues, that's all you heard today on TV, was like, man, this bleep just spit on me. Okay, I got you. And he went and spit back on him. I just think both sides, it's really a bitch move. Like, why do you spit on a man?
Bitch move. That's
why I got so upset when it happened to me, and that's why, like, I look at both of those players differently now. Like, why are you spitting on somebody? Like, that's just disgusting. I swear, I would rather, if y'all ever play hog, if you ever want to spit on me, just punch me in the nose. And we'll be better off if you punch me in the nose, then you spit on my face. We'll be better off.
RC is wearing some kind of paisley shirt on NFL Live today, man. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, he gets into his bag during football season.
Oh, he loves it. He I got to show you what he's wearing.
Noted.
That is like
punch
paisley
Crowder in the nose.
Solana, I swear.
I'll text it.
Let's put it on the text thread. Randy McMichael has punched me in the face. We're good friends to the day. If Mac ever spit on me, we could never be friends again.
Well, imagine how George in the aisle seat feels about you.
Right there inside you, George.
Talk about disrespectful.
What did he say? Right there inside you, George.
Where is he?
Right there inside you. I thought that was normal playing banter.
Our guy, Jimmy the Donk, did a great Photoshop of it on Twitter.
Let me see. Y'all are silly. I've been saying that for decades. Excuse me, brother. I'm right there inside you.
No wonder you're on watch list.
right there inside you, big dog.
A couple notes. I'll get to the NFL schedule and the rest of the college football schedule in just a second. But a couple of notes. We talked about the U.S. Open yesterday. Crowder was at the U.S. Open yesterday. The women's final is set. And it's going to be Aryna Sabalenka, the world number one, against the American, the final American in either the men's or women's bracket, Amanda Anisimova. We'll try to get her first slam.
Sabalenka is about to wear that little girl out.
Hey, so you were at U.S. Open yesterday.
Yep.
Did you have the drink? What's the drink called again, Solana?
Honey Deuce.
We did.
Honey Deuce.
Myself and my beautiful wife, we both had two Honey Deuces apiece.
You had four Honey Deuces? That's $120 by my math.
No, it was $100, $23 per Honey Deuce.
Woo!
Couldn't find the $100 chicken nuggets. We don't know where.
Yeah, so what did you do? Did you eat kind of in the walkways, or did you take some food and the Honey Deuces back to your seats and watch the match?
We got some old tendies.
Seasoned, regular tendies?
Oh, regular chicken tendies, some seasoned fries.
Mm. How much was that?
$68 for two tenders and fries.
Stop it.
Yeah. Bro, the prices are crazy there.
What, they think they're cracked?
My God. we got the open beat. Goodness gracious. Yeah, we had some chicken tendies. We had some fries. We had a chicken sandwich and some Honey Deuces. It's very snooty crowd.
Mm.
Yeah. And not enough bathrooms. Well, two women bathrooms for every one male bathroom.
You know, it's a snooty crowd when the sport, like one of, like, you know, it, I don't know, football. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's what do you know from tennis?
Quiet, please.
Oh, quiet, please. I'm at a sporting event. We're doing quiet, please.
Thank you. Please.
What am I in kindergarten? Quiet, please.
They beg you for hours to be quiet. I heard quiet, please 600 times.
Please. Please.
Please. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Please.
I mean, you're at a Panthers game. They got a decibel meter. They're trying to get the decibels up. You go to a tennis match, they have a decibel meter, but they don't want you to go over, you know, the first notch. Mm-hmm. If you go over the first notch, you get castigated.
Quiet, please.
And outside of the actual stadium, you can just go hang out. There's just as many people watching TV by this big fountain than there is inside the stadium. Like it's thousands upon thousands of people in this damn place, but it's just, it wasn't, I don't know. The energy, Solana, you were right. The energy was something. The structural impressiveness wasn't really there. I wasn't impressed by what I was sitting in.
These tennis stadiums are not like the way football stadiums are tricked out nowadays.
Yes. Just,
that's an indictment on the game of football. It's an indictment on soccer, on baseball. You need activity. You need distraction. You need great food in the stadium. You need sweets. Tennis, you don't need any of that. You need,
please, quiet, thank you.
And you watch the damn match. Your neck turns 7,000 times during the match, and you appreciate the best athletes in the world. That's it. You got to have class to enjoy tennis.
And what did surprise me, Honey Deuce line, 40 people deep. Bathroom, 200 people deep. Glizzy stand, no wait.
Really?
I don't know if it's a European thing, but nobody wants a good
glizzy. You
know
what it is? Because you get the good hot dogs on the street corners in New York.
I don't.
Why would you? Why would you? Yeah, you get a hot dog for $2 on the street corner. Dirty water hot dog.
This U.S. Open's out in the middle of nowhere.
Flushing Meadows.
It's and you just ride through and you got to walk.
What, did you take an Uber?
We took an Uber. Uber was $130 to get out of there.
I saw an article
to get out of there.
An article saying it is a disaster getting a ride share out of Flushing Meadows and that they are gouging like crazy.
Uber to leave. We end up getting a guy that just waves you down and I end up zelling him money. I had to pay him $300 to take us back to the hotel.
Wow.
Uber was $370 and he was like, we'll cut you. He was like, Uber says $370. I'll do it for three. Sounds good, brother. I zelled him $300 to make me and Asia and myself back to the hotel.
And the traffic was probably brutal. Or maybe not because you left before the second semi ended. But the traffic, I landed at LGA Saturday night last week, and there was a round of 16 match going on. Just to pass LGA to get to Long Island, just passing the stadium, you pass right by it, was stupid traffic Saturday night at 9:30 p.m.
Yeah. Do people call LaGuardia LGA?
No.
Of course.
I don't think so.
No. JFK, LGA, LAX, MIA.
I know what the abbreviations are for the airports, and in LA you do call it LAX, but right. I don't think anyone calls LaGuardia LGA.
No. You can trust me on this one. I fly to LGA all the time. It's LGA. Everybody knows it as LGA.
You say I'm flying at Lauderdale or FLL?
I say FLL.
No, you don't.
No one does that.
MIA or FLL? Where are you flying from?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was just looking because, you know, I told you I went to Tucker Duke's last night to get the Hockman burger. And I was interested when you said, well, how much were the tenders and fries? Because I didn't even recall how much I paid last night. I paid for it. They wanted to comp it. And I paid for the entire thing. I didn't even take a discount. And then I made a donation to Twan Russell's charity. But I didn't look. What do you think a fair price for the Hockman burger is? I'm not. And again, I love the food at Tucker Duke's. And stuff is expensive nowadays. But I'm looking at Tucker Duke's online right now to see what it is on the menu.
I would say it's high teens.
It's a half pound burger, Fritos, top and bottom, homemade chili, sour cream, shredded cheddar, fresh raw onion.
Fries?
I think those are extra.
$20.
Lana?
I'd say 1350.
Jimmy?
Huh?
I thought he was going to go like Flushing, Queens.
El Baño.
1799.
That ain't bad.
I think that's about on par for gourmet burger nowadays.
Yeah, half-pound burger. All that stuff on it. Frozen tendies, seasoned fries, $32.
Couple but next to me, they were getting a Hochman burger.
Not even no ketchup package. You have to do the little pump thing.
Oh, I prefer that over the package thousand out of a thousand times.
I don't know who put their finger in that ketchup in that bucket.
No, I can't go through the squeezing of the packet and getting right where the perforation is and whatever. Give me the pump machine any day of the week.
You're confused by a ketchup packet?
Yeah, they never work right. They never work right.
No, but one pump, just one solid pump is like 17 ketchup packets.
Yeah.
You're right. Like to get the amount of ketchup you want from one pump.
I am king, by the way, of one solid pump.
That's your life. I always think it's something inside of that bucket.
All right, anything else in the headlines? Because we're going to have to do our picks.
You know, fruit flies.
No fruit flies.
Some guy in the back spit in it. I always think it's something inside that bucket.
Right now, the first men's semifinal, Alcaraz is beating that loser, Novak Djokovic. He took the first set 6-4. The loser, though, did win the first two games of the second set.
Is that your most hated athlete in history? Novak Djokovic?
I think it is. Yeah.
Because I never hear you talk about anyone the way that you speak about him as consistently as you have over a decade.
Yeah, Novak Djokovic or Antonio McDice from the Detroit Pistons team 2005-2006. Huh. Probably between those two.
Interesting.
McDice?
Antonio McDice.
God, I hate Antonio McDice, man. That guy was like, bro, you play 4 minutes, Ben Wallace carries your ass, and you're flexing in front of Shaquille O'Neal and Alonzo Mourning. Get out of here, you bum. Get out of here. Loser.
You don't like Joker because he's dominant.
I don't like Joker because he doesn't understand that he'll never be Federer, he'll never be Nadal, he'll never be beloved the way those two are, and he needs it for some reason. And then he's shushing the crowd. Like, the guy's just full of himself, man. He's just a loser. Big loser.
Anti-vaxxer, too. I love Novak Djokovic. My favorite tennis player. I wish they would have said quiet, please, when Fauci was talking.
Do I hate? I don't really hate any athletes. LeBron McLean.
Yeah,
I hate LeBron McLean.
Well, yeah, but you hated him as a person, not an athlete. Like, he actually did something wrong. I'm talking about hating an athlete because of fandom.
Mm.
Like, I used to hate Isaiah Thomas. Used to hate Isaiah Thomas because I grew up a Bulls fan.
It makes sense.
Michael didn't seem to like him very much. I don't know if you saw the documentary. And then whatever Michael thought, we all thought. And obviously that Detroit team was a thorn in our side, and they were just unlikable. But then when he went to coach FIU, and we did some events with him at 790 The Ticket, I grew to like him because he was very affable, you know? So, but like, I can recall Dennis. Bill Laimbeer. I hated Bill Laimbeer. I hated.
I felt funny about Christian Laettner.
Hmm.
And I don't know why. It just because he talks trash and he wasn't that good, but they put him on this pedestal.
The guy from Duke that used to trip everybody?
Oh, he's still in the league. Isn't he? He's on the, I think he was on the Bucks. Now he's in Phoenix.
What's his name? I can't think of his name.
He got gray hair now. It's weird. He grew up.
No, Grayson Allen?
Grayson Allen.
Right. Grayson Allen.
You can trip people. Draymond Green kicks everybody in the crotch. We love him.
Kalen Clark, I'm just going to run through some headlines here. Kalen Clark announced she's out for the rest of the season.
She's on my list.
I've still got her to be MVP. And if she doesn't get it, it's a fraud.
UNC and Bill Belichick reportedly banned the Patriots staff from accessing the Tar Heels program. Bizarre.
Huh. I didn't know whether to believe that or not. I saw that too. I'm like, why would they prevent their players from getting viewed by any NFL team? I don't believe the story. I saw the headline. I thought it was clickbait, and I just moved on.
I heard it was like the Patriots was the shiny object because he's the coach there, whatever. But they don't want any scouts around the program, which is it, to your point, Hawk, that's even dumber.
Dumber. That's to me, that's the selling point. If I'm Bill Belichick recruiting someone, hey, I'm kind of a pipeline to the NFL. And I don't know if you saw what I did with the Patriots. They kind of know I know what I'm doing. So it just seemed to me like that would be false. I have such a tough time believing that.
Is it the distraction thing? Like, you know how he always does that. Everything's a distraction.
I mean,
you
but
shouldn't be worried about
the
scouts.
Ultimate goal. The ultimate goal can't be a distraction. That's the ultimate goal.
There's nobody saying, "Ooh, I made it to college football. I'm set. Right. We're good to go." No, you want to make it to the league. But when you get your ass whooped by 33, whatever they got whooped by, you start doing goofy stuff.
And yesterday, Uruguay, Paraguay, Colombia all booked their ticket to the World Cup. Messi scored a brace in a 3-0 win for Argentino's emotional night, probably his final game ever in La Albi Celeste in Argentina, playing in their home stadium.
Ooh, Steelers Jets Sunday at 1. That's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Your weather? Pouring in Kendall. Been rainy all day. Back to you.
All right, we're going to pick some winners. Hopefully, me, Solana, Crowder, Jimmy. We're all going to pick against the spread three games of our choice. We're going to track it all season. Whoever wins gets $10,000 from Crowder.
We ain't talk about this on the text thread.
I'm up for it.
We needed to discuss this more.
Or a box of Crowder powder.
We go. I can make that happen.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Football Friday on 104.3 FM, WQAM. David Fiorones pointed out on Twitter, because the Bills announced they have placed their kicker, Tyler Bass, on IR. So neither the Dolphins nor the Bills will have their starting kickers in week three for their Thursday night showdown.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's see the kick.
I think they should bring up Carter Davis from UM. Just let him jump right onto the Dolphins.
Yeah, I know he hit that last one, but there was some questionable ones in there too.
Why play around? We're going to pick games every week this season. Three games. We get to choose whatever games we want, and we're picking with the spread that's on the Hard Rock Bet app at the time we make the picks, which is right now. So, Jimmy, without further ado, what are we calling this segment, Solana? Do we have a name for it?
Let's pick wieners.
All right, here we go. Let's pick wieners.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
They will always say you can't until you can.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players. What? You have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.
Do our jobs, let's focus on that, let's be right every play. And when you do that, that's when you win games.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
After we win a game, you guys will look me in the eye, and if we lose, don't look at me.
At the end of the day, football is all about winning. Win playoff games and, you know, continue to build from there, man.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We're trying to win it all. It's not. I don't know why we're playing football.
Oh, yeah. Let's pick some winners.
Fuck it. Send it in. I was like, I'm listening and I'm trying in my head to name every coach, which I think I can. And then all of a sudden I hear, oh, yeah. Let's pick some winner. And I'm like, who is that? What coach? And then I realize that's Solana's dad, Eduardo. Like, who? I was doing it for every coach. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Let's pick some winner. I'm like, who? Oh, Eduardo.
What is that?
All right. We're all picking three games. Solana, you're keeping track of these?
Yes, sir.
All right. And we're gonna have a winner between the four of us at the end of the season. And we're also just going to, for fun, track our records against Rob Pizzola and Lee Sterling. All right?
Yep.
Do we have a bet? What is the bet?
Well, there is a prize at the end of the season for the winner.
What is it?
Gift card to Olive Garden.
Okay. All right. That's fair. That's good. How much is the Olive Garden gift card?
Enough for a tour of Italy, plus a Funky Buddha t-shirt that I still have to get approved by Ryan at Funky Buddha, but I believe I know.
Do we have an Olive Garden gift card, or do I have to buy this?
No, I have an Olive Garden gift card. I stole it from Eduardo, so we're good. We're good to go.
That's our prize. Okay.
I gave you gift cards in the past. You give me a hard time.
But your gift cards have no money left on them.
Literally, $2.50 at Outback
They're
Steakhouse.
They're not gift cards at that point. They're just cards.
Extra wallet. Space used.
All right, let's bang through these. Here are my three picks. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the Dolphins plus one against Indy. I'm taking the Buccaneers minus 1.5 at Atlanta. And I'm taking Cam Ward and the Tennessee Titans getting... Oh, I had it at 8.5 this morning. It's down to 8, and I'll do it on the current line at what the Hard Rock Bet app is. Tennessee Titans getting 8 at Denver.
I'll give you 8.5 because I'll give you 8.5.
Okay.
No, it's a lot of competition.
Yeah, he doesn't realize how this works and how
just
gambling
throw
works.
People
Why
half
are
a
you
point?
Giving me a half point?
Because I saw it at 8.5 this morning. I thought about it.
We've all seen it, but right. Again, I'm saying the rules should be at the current Hard Rock app lines.
Okay, all right.
This dude, fine. Yeah,
8.
I don't want to be on Solana's side of this.
Well, he's very odd with the gambling rules. I don't want to share with everybody what he suggested this morning. And then I had to call him. You don't even know this. I had to call him. And he's like, he's yelling at me. Hawk, what are you not understanding? Are you okay? And I'm like, Solana, please allow me to play this out for you. How I can create a loophole. I'll win this game by the fourth week. And I explained to him by his rules what he's doing. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't think about it. And then he sent us all a text going, yeah, with the lines, everybody, with the lines.
I saw it. When I got off the plane, there was a long thread I had to catch up on.
Maddening.
It's ridiculous.
All right. What are your three games, Crowder?
I'm going to ride with you on Miami Indy.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, plus one. Like, I would go money line on that, but I'm getting the point. I'm going to take my point. San Francisco at Seattle, they're only minus one. So I'm gonna lay 1 point San Fran at Seattle. I think people are forgetting how good San Fran really is.
I like Seattle in that game.
Well, this is why we played the game, fellas. And then Cincy minus five at Cleveland. I think Cleveland's about to be terrible. And I think Cincy covers five at Cleveland week one. So I'm going to
have essentially Cincy. Like a home game almost, isn't it?
It's right around the corner.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They don't know what's going on in Cleveland. Cincy minus five, San Fran minus one, Miami plus one. Those are my three.
All right. Jaime Garcia, what you got?
My first pick, I'm taking Jaguars minus three against the Panthers. The Titans.
It's 3.5 right now, just so you know, and I want to keep this fair. It's the Hard Rock Bet app. He's got to give 3.5, not three.
Yeah. Okay.
And I looked at that game myself because, man, I think Carolina's so bad. You know how I feel about that quarterback. But yeah. Jacksonville always starts out slow, and that's what prevented me from taking that game because that game jumped out at me as well. But you've got Jacksonville minus 3.5, Jimmy.
I have Steelers minus 2.5, if that's the current line.
Interesting. Yeah, it is 2.5. I am so perplexed by that game. I am so perplexed. It's in New York. And
one of the ones I looked at too, Jimmy.
I know. That's, man.
Just two question mark teams.
Either way. I mean, what do you, Aaron Rodgers wants that in the worst way.
Yes.
But I want a lot of things in the worst way that my body just can't back up anymore.
Aaron Glenn, new system, new team. What are they going to look like? Yeah, that was too many question marks for me.
What else, Jimmy?
I'm with you, Hawk. Titans plus 8.
Yeah, there you go. I've seen Cam Ward lose before. I don't see him get blowed out.
Yeah. 8's a big number in the league.
8's a big number. Yeah. All right, Alejandro Solana, what are your three picks?
All right, here you go. Three winners, ladies and gentlemen. Lock these in. Tampa Bay on the road in Atlanta. I love Baker's Popeyes commercials. Love Baker's Popeyes commercials. I've got the Bucks minus 1.5 in Atlanta, 1 p.m. Okay. on Sunday.
Isn't right. Baker more of a KFC guy? Just saying.
Probably.
The New York football Giants, they're road dogs in Washington. I'm taking Mr. Unlimited and the Giants plus
really?
6 at the Commanders.
It's five.
Even
five.
Better. Plus
no,
five.
It's not better. If you're getting points, you
know
want six.
How to
he really, I'm so
joke.
Tempted to tell everyone the conversation I had with him today. He does not understand gambling.
Plus
you're
five.
Saying
even
you'd
better.
Rather have 5 points than six?
Oh, yeah. No. The guy who nailed the Cowboys game, nailed the FSU game. I've been giving you guys non-stop winners, and you guys don't listen to me. You don't listen to me. You take the over in the Cowboys game yesterday. You just do whatever you want, but I'm the guy that doesn't understand gambling. Okay.
Hey, Solana, I'm going to give you $600 No, I'll give you $500. Even better.
Excellent. You like the Giants over Jaden Daniels?
Yeah.
I like the Giants money line, to be 100% honest. That's really where this entire conversation derives from, wow. this entire debate.
They were in the NFC Championship last year.
Yeah, and I think
that line looks low to me. Like, low.
I think they're poised for a little setback this year. That's my opinion.
All right.
And Houston, on the road in L.A., they're going to face the Rams. Bro, Matt Stafford couldn't feel his back 3 weeks ago. Nico Collins is healthy. Texans, -3
Texans are +3 You get three points. You don't have to give three points. You get 3 points. This guy, I'm telling you, I could take him for everything he's worth because he just doesn't understand this. You thought you were laying 3 points?
Texans.
Not -3
Right,
+3 +3
Right, they're getting 3 points, Hawk. I'm with
you. But you've said minus twice now.
I'm with you. Texans
are
plus
you?
Three. I'm with you.
Salam, do you know how this works?
Because you have to be thrilled. This is a 6-point swing for you because you thought you were laying 3 with the Texans. Now you're getting 3.
Yeah.
Ay. I mean,
who's keeping track of this? Because he's gonna mess this up bad.
There's no chance he gets this right.
This is good. This is good. We're all learning. This is good.
What are we learning?
He doesn't know how to gamble.
We're learning that you're an idiot. we knew that already. Who am I kidding?
That's not new.
All right. Do we have a big close for that segment for Let's Pick Wieners?
Loser.
Wow. I did not expect that.
I didn't either.
Had no idea. Oh, we do have it. So that's it. All right. Well, there you go. And on Monday's show, three of you guys will be a
loser,
and one will be a
winner.
Hey, the winner. That's clever.
You cut out there. Were you calling for the drop? You cut out, or I cut out. Sorry.
A
loser.
No, tie. Unless there's a tie. Is there a tie sound?
There's no tie sound. I'm sorry. No tie sound.
All right. Well, we'll figure this out.
So, Lana, what if a team that is getting 3 points loses by 3?
Money line.
Push. No, that's not money line. What does that mean, money line? I really hate this guy. 5:00 Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.